For TSTC student Nikki Green, the college has continued to be a relevant choice, especially during a time when many continue to opt for four-year colleges, because of the hands-on experience TSTC offers students.
What a lot of people don't know is that there are jobs waiting for them once they graduate. And they don't, people who want them to go to four-year colleges kind of leave that out. So it gets overlooked.
And at 50 years old, the school is attempting to maintain its relevancy by examining new instructional methods, like a competency-based learning system. In this format, students work at their own pace, taking as much time needed to learn the material, and only progress if they master it. TSTC Chancellor and CEO Mike Reeser says that technical schools offer experience and focus not met with a high school degree or a standard bachelor's degree.
In the 50 years ahead, I think we'll see as much change in our economy as we've seen in the past 50 years. Technology will move at an accelerating rate, and so our rate of change will have to keep up with that.
And since 1965, when Senate Bill 487 created TSTC, the college has continued to adapt. In a 1982 interview with the Baylor Institute for Oral History, the first president of TSTC, Roy Duggar, said the school was founded to create opportunities in the world of work that's evolving, not necessarily in what did exist, but what is likely to exist. It's a sentiment that Governor Greg Abbott echoed during his inaugural State of the State address when discussing the importance of having technical colleges.
So I'm thinking, if this governor thing doesn't work out, I'm going to TSTC and getting myself a welding certificate.
Chancellor Reeser says that while there's a certain stigma surrounding technical education, he remains confident that the school will continue to grow and remain a viable option for many students in the years to come. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.